The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 8 o'clock, KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point Medford, KCMD Grants Pass, Translator K294 AS Ashland. Appreciate you being here. Some emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. You need some specialized, maybe a water pick or some medicated toothpaste, all sorts of various other things to help you maintain dental health. They have a special kiosk over at Central Point Family Dentistry, which is right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. And they'll sell all those goodies to you at their cost. No markup there. They want to make sure you have it. Keep those toofies healthy, okay? CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Rex writes me this morning, Bill, I started listening a little earlier this morning with a guy who was talking about holding elected officials criminally accountable. It's nice thoughts, but I would say that as long as you live in this state with cheat by mail, you don't have a vote, period. All right. Appreciate you writing there, Rex. Bob Shan weighs in that about Artemis Pyle. Talked with Artemis Pyle, the drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd during the heyday there, 74 to 77. And Pyle is asked why he went to Israel for 3 years, to which he replied, "I was trying to become a better human being." Interesting take on that. Interesting quote. I missed that one, Bob, and thanks for sending it in. There was someone else I wanted to check in here, too. Hang on, I'm missing. I got so many emails coming in. What happened to the Kevin Crispin? Kevin Crispin sent me something here, and gosh, I'm missing it. All right, give me 60 seconds, and I will find the Kevin Crispin email. It's a very important one for an event going on tonight. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Okay, that settles it. We're closing the store. I mean, Garrison's Warehouse Clearance Center is hard to find. Even GPS gives up sometimes. So we're calling it a day, closing up shop, and clearing out everything. While it lasts, get beautiful, brand new, big name furniture for up to 75% off. So if you can find us, you'll make out like a bandit. All sales are final at the store closing because nobody can find us sale through March 9th only at Garrison's Warehouse Clearance Center. Garrison's.com.
3 minutes after 8. Okay, I found the Kevin Crispin email that was so important. Actually, this is a big deal for this evening. And Kevin Crispin says, "Bill, I'm not sure if you have mentioned this yet today. And no, I have not, Kevin, but thank you for letting us know. But the Stop Bigger Government PAC and Jackson County Republican Party is working hard to get information out on this. The Jackson County for All, you know, that deal, those three sets of county charter changes that they want to vote on in May, also known as Denise Krause, is holding a town hall meeting tonight rebutting Danny Jordan's budget assessment about the county initiative ballot measures. Because Denise Krause has so much more experience in running the county than Danny Jordan." I'm just being a little sarcastic about that. But anyway, Kevin Crispin adds, "We need conservatives to be in that room, flood the room, asking questions and standing up for preserving our county's good government by our current commissioners." So this is tonight, Medford Public Library, 6 o'clock. Get there early because they do have a room capacity situation. And Kevin says, the left wing is going to have a pretty big presence for the media, okay? So this is about managing perceptions here. This whole Jackson County for All, this really is about Jackson County for the hard left. That's what all three of these are about. So if you want to find out more and hear about it, and by the way, show your resistance. Be there tonight at the Medford Public Library, the main one downtown, tonight, 6 o'clock. But like Kevin is saying, get there early. And Kevin, thank you for the reminder, okay? Mr. X is going to be there. He wants to amble in there. And I'm hoping to talk with him and get a report on it on tomorrow's show. And we'll hear what he has to say on it. Because if there's anyone that has a pretty sharp legal mind about the attacks and intrusions in Jackson and Josephine County, Mr. X is the guy. We'll talk with him tomorrow.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. This is the biggest day on the presidential primary and caucus calendar. This is Super Tuesday.
16 states and one territory are holding presidential voting contests, and over a third of all the available delegates for both the Republican and Democratic nominations are at stake. In the GOP race, Donald Trump has 244 delegates heading into Super Tuesday, while Nikki Haley has 43. For Democrats, President Biden is not facing any serious challengers in his bid for the party's nomination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump easily won the North Dakota GOP caucuses, picking up another 29 delegates. He's also chairing the unanimous Supreme Court ruling that states do not have the power to bar him or any other federal candidates from the ballot.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country. Again, I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification.
Howls of protest from the left are countered by those who say that giving voters a right to elect the candidates of their choice is at the very heart of democracy. Heard quite a bit about communist China's struggling economy, but that's not stopping its military buildup. China is hiking its defense budget by 7.2% this year, which is similar to last year's increase. At $222 billion, it is the world's second largest military budget, just behind the United States. Five people killed in last night's crash of a small plane went down near Interstate 40 in Nashville. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the deadly crash. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 235 points, the Nasdaq off 275 points for a loss of almost 2%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
American Wrencher Garage is your premier auto care provider, serving Medford, Central Point, and the Rogue Valley, providing nothing less than the highest quality standard of professionalism on every single service and repair. Call today. Appointments are available for oil change to engine change. Get the peace of mind you deserve at American Wrencher Garage on Biddle, across from Elmer's. 499-6673. 499-6673. American Wrencher Garage. We stand behind every job we do, with service you can trust.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project: we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
KMED and KCMD Morning Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit MyAdvancedAir.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. Raincoat needed today. Shower chances go all the way through early Wednesday and staying rain. Then we'll be clearing by the end of the week. High today of 44. We'll drop to 35 tonight, 46 Wednesday, 49 on Thursday.
9 after 8. State Rep Dwayne Yunker will be on the phone here in a couple of minutes after the Kim Komando digital update. And we're also going to talk with people from Consumer Reports about this right to repair. I had mentioned some of that earlier this morning here. That got passed by the legislature. What is this going to mean? And could they bring it to cars? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more, all right? Gold futures popping and popping hard right now, like $21.35 an ounce right now. What is Mr. Gold Market saying about, well, things when you're borrowing $1 trillion in debt every 100 days, which is what the federal government is doing right now? Got your gold? Got your silver? Hey, you might want to get some. Or if you're looking at $21.35, is thinking, hey, I'd like to sell it that because I've got some. one way or the other, talk to the recognized experts. That would be Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, the recognized experts that fearlessly support the message of freedom, independence, and conservative viewpoints. And they're great people to deal with. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland. By appointment, call 482-3715 for 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. They stayed open during COVID. They're going to be open. They're going to be open forever, as far as we know, as long as they can keep this doing. And so if you have collectible coins, you have scrap gold, old U.S. banknotes, take it down there. Talk to Jay Austin. Get your value for them right now, especially what we're hearing about this pop in the price of gold. And if it's collectible and you're not using it, get some extra value in selling it. Selling it through Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers. 1632 Ashland Street, Ashland, 6th and G, downtown Grants Pass, jaustinbrokers.com, and also fortunereserve.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hey, I want to ask you this. With interest rates on the rise, how will your home sale be affected? Hey, it's Lars Larson. Can you still make money on your property? Well, here's the answer. Call the only agent in Medford I trust to make me top dollar, Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. Jared and his team are local to Medford, and they know exactly how to make this market work for you. They'll get your home sold for top dollar no matter what the marketplace is doing. The thing is, Jared has options and strategies that get your home sold fast. His top industry-leading marketing creates demand for your home, driving up the price. And best of all, Jared guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or he'll buy it. Now, you know why real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I can't stop talking about Jared Hokanson right here in Medford. Call him today, 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com. That's 541-772-SOLD.com.
If you visited your nearby pharmacy only to find that they cannot fill your prescription, the one that your doctor insisted that you take every day, you're not alone. Pharmacies all across America are in a state of emergency. Who's to blame? I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by Incogni.com. Stop robocalls, spam texts, and more. Get 60% off at Incogni.com with code KIM60. A ransomware gang once destroyed by law enforcement is back, and you may be in danger. Ransomware attacks have paralyzed prescription refills for millions at CVS, Walgreens, Publix, and GoodRx customers who have been forced on the spot to pay hundreds or thousands in cash or go without. I blame the pharmacies, where employees were not given the proper training to see and avoid these dangerous virus-infused emails. Once the email is open, the virus spreads in seconds. The entire system is paralyzed until the ransom's paid. And even then, the system may not be right. Basic email training is the only answer. Just do it. Get my free newsletter right now at getkim.com. Let me tell you, I need to be able to stay connected and have my phone in reach and working all throughout my day. I'm always on the go, whether it's running my business, being there for friends and family across the country, tackling never-ending errands, or researching hot topics for our next chat here on the show. And the list goes on and on. I bet you'd be lost without a solid connection, too. That's exactly why I'm so glad I have T-Mobile. I know I can always count on them, no matter where I am. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns all across the country. So whether you're on a video call at the park with a client, uploading files at a coffee shop, or streaming your favorite series while waiting for your flight at the airport, you can count on T-Mobile to help keep you connected to what you need, where you need it. So what are you waiting for? Visit your local store or T-Mobile.com to switch today. That's T-Mobile.com.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
I miss the cowbell in modern music, but that's just me. But now you're messing with him. It's State Rep Dwayne Junker. How you doing, Dwayne? Welcome back. Good to talk with you.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning.
I had to, I had a conversation with State Rep Kim Wallen just a few minutes ago, and there truly is a difference of opinion on the legislative action over the last couple of weeks here between the fix for Measure 110 and the governor's housing package here. And it's State Rep Wallen is guardedly optimistic about it and thinks that the recriminalization is actually working out just fine, and that the governor's housing package, not happy with that one, but that you're almost going to have to just pass it to watch it fail. And given the fact that the system is trying to shut you up in Salem, I kind of want to hear what you're having to say. By the way, how is the shut up going? I mean, how is that working there so far? I know that, didn't you tell me that the Sergeant of Arms is upset about your newsletter coming out? Not real happy about that?
Yeah, the chief clerk of the House, he doesn't like my such materials shall not be campaign materials, severe partisan political purposes, or take a position on citizens' initiative. I don't know. I didn't tell anybody how to vote. I'm just telling you what's going on up here. I mean, you know, you could choose to vote how you want to in the fall or the spring or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just laying out the facts. And if they've got a Democrat in their name or they're a purple district, then so be it. I mean, that's just the truth. I'm not supposed to say what's happening and let the people know.
What are they claiming is partisan or engaging in what is electioneering or campaigning or something like that? What do they claim? What is something that you had in your newsletter that they're so upset about? Because I'll make that decision for myself. But
they are making they had the word highlighted where it says purple districts or running for the U.S. Congress Democrats, and then you go down a little further and I'm talking about protecting your wallet. The slimmest margin, the Democrats don't have a supermajority. And then it says, but pay attention this fall if you want to hold on to your wallet. I didn't know if that was, I mean, I hope everybody votes with their wallet.
Well, yeah. I mean, to me, that sounds perfectly. Now, is it because, now I'm just wondering if they're jumping on your back and nipping at you because you're using the state system to send it out. Is that kind of...
That's what they're saying, that I'm using the state system, but isn't it supposed to be a newsletter to my constituents?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Am I supposed to not warn them?
You're supposed to send a newsletter out, but you're not supposed to be too truthful, because if you're too truthful, people get uncomfortable, and then they feel triggered, and then they go and burn down Portland or something like that. I don't know. In all seriousness, though, let's go with the Measure 110 fix first off. Last week, you made it very clear you were not happy with where this was going. And State Rep. Wallen actually thinks this is going to work. What level of offense is now having the street drugs that currently gave you a pass from the cops? What are we looking at now with the change?
And I think I was very clear that I'm okay with the law changing to criminalization.
Okay.
That is not my problem.
So the criminalization part is fine as far as you're concerned then, right?
I mean, could it be stronger? Hell yes.
Okay.
It's weak. But, you know, the DAs are a little happy. The law enforcement are a little happy. We can arrest people.
It's probably what could get through a democratically controlled legislature, right? Is that probably the best you can get out of this system right now?
Well, I mean, we would have had. I mean, if you would have had a strong one, we would have had 25 Republicans vote yes in the House. I mean, they would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
I preferred it should have been repealed by the voters, and then it would have been even stronger. That's my pitch on that. But, you know, there's a deflection program that's going to be set up by our friends of all care. The CCO.
I hear a little bit of sarcasm. I hear a sarcastic tone there when you say our friends at all care setting up the deflection program. What do you mean, State Rep. Yunker?
I mean, if you haven't noticed, all care in Josephine County hasn't grown from 12 to 35%. And then last week in the newspaper, it was 48.5. And by the time they're done with this thing, all care will be making over 50% of the population in Josephine County. It's socialized medicine. This is what they're doing. They're growing Mother Oregon.
Oh, I see. So all care is the symptom of the blob, right? It's the Oregon blob, the health blob.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And, you know, I didn't know $4 million for AIDS Project was part of the recriminalization. That's what they spent.
AIDS Project? AIDS Project? Really?
AIDS. Like AIDS. I encourage everybody to go to House Bill 5204 and look at the funding. Look at the funding for yourself. I'm not going to lie. Don't listen to other people. Read for yourself. I'm sure all your viewers can read. I really want to talk about the housing project, but you know, I encourage people to go read and see where their dollars are going.
All right. Now, so you're okay with the recriminalization. Now, the Measure 110 bill is 4002, right? That one? House Bill 4002?
That is the legal terms and the spending part of it is the 5,204.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that they had separated
it's
that.
It's been a bill 5,000. Yeah, 204. I think that's what
okay.
It's called. Yes,
that's where the money really goes. Okay, yeah. Now my concern has been the amount of money slithering out of the OHA cloaca into places such as Stabbin' Wagons. And I know that might make some people upset, but I don't care. It's just, in my opinion, it's not the best use of trying. Well, the main thing, I don't think they're really trying to get people off of drugs. I swear no one's really trying to do this. Everything's been about enabling the addiction continuing and moving forward. But does any of that change, though, in this bill?
Well, if you go back to the bill, I had a form. I don't have it with me today because I didn't think we're going to talk about this bill, but there was more money to OHA. Now, there's not as much as, you know, Measure 110 went, but there's mm-hmm. still more there. What's going to happen to all the rest of the Measure 110 money? Are they still going to be pushing out the Stabbin' Wagons, you know, these other institutions? And if you really look at the housing bill, they're almost intertwined, too, because we're going to spend $65 million for navigation services.
What are navigation services when we hear that code word out there? I know what it means, but I want you to tell people what navigation services mean.
Navigate, well, we could be using it for illegal immigrants. We could be, you know, or the refugees, or we could be using it for the homeless and drugs to them to come in, like the Stabbin' Wagon or Max's Mission to hand out clean needles, or could be getting them medical services. There's a whole bunch of things that fall under navigation services, but I didn't know $65 million is really going to change the housing problem.
All right. Yeah. Then what is the housing bill supposed to do? Or what will it really do?
I thought it was going to be more on-the-ground homes. And it, well, on top of that $65 million, there's another $34 million for homeless prevention services. You know, there's $3.5 million for air conditioners and air filters. $4 million for residential heat pump fund. $700,000 for LGBT recovery housing.
What is there special housing that needs to be provided when you are a member of the Island of Misfit Humans? What?
You know, I understand there are people we need to take care of them, but I didn't know we had to give $700,000 to a special group of people in Oregon. And there's more, and I'm just in the light.
Okay,
the
now light. Is there specified funding that only goes to cisgendered, straight Americans, or what? You know, I mean,
no. If you're a white Christian, no, there's no funding for you.
No funding for you. Okay.
No funding for you. You are the evil part of the problem.
Oh.
You know, and there is some money that went to Jackson County. Josephine County gets not a dollar.
That's what I was wondering. And so did Josephine County not sign the diversion thing, or is there not enough money to do the diversion the way
it'd be
required?
The diversion thing, we're going to get some money for the diversion. This is a housing project.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm mixing up. I get yeah. all this blob funding mixed up. I'm sorry. So nothing for Joe County, but for Jackson County, there's money.
Yeah, Jackson County gets $1 million for Gold Hill Water Treatment, $945 for New Spirit Development, $1.65 for Phoenix Water, $1.5 for Shady Cove Drinking Water System, and $300,000 for Talent Water. But, you know, Pam Marsh is a Democrat, so you're going to definitely get more over there.
Ah, okay.
She's good. Josephine County, you are bad. Red people, you know, red Republicans, conservative-thinking people, you're bad.
Okay, so nothing for Joe County. Well, you know, I figured that Pam Marsh was going to bring home the goods. Yeah, and so doesn't sound all that surprising.
There's one person that got $30 million. I haven't figured out which person it is that got $30 million to their district. $30 million.
And when I hear this talk, though, about even the money that Pam Marsh did get, what does this have to do with actual housing? I mean, there's nothing wrong with having, you know, your water district improvements. And I know, and Gold Hill was between a rock and a hard place. Yeah, I mean, you know that,
yeah,
right?
And you know what? And I actually reached out to, you know, Lily Martin. I said, you guys really needed that $1 million for the Gold Hill water problem. They have had a problem for a long time. And I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not to say that those projects are not needed.
I just don't see them as housing. That's all.
Well, I would say this. This bill is not going to change anything. You know why it's not going to change anything? Because without all the infrastructure in the ground for things, it's still going to cost, you know, a lot to build. It does, and it'll do a little bit for Jackson County because they got a few little projects, but there's no long-term infrastructure plan. It doesn't lower the cost of building. It doesn't make more workforce people out there to build houses. It's a failure. This is a failure.
So you're saying the housing package is a failure even before it goes into effect? You just say, you know, just right out of the gate, this is a dud.
It is. I mean, the only two representatives in the organ voted against it would be Representative Reschke and myself, because we could see that how is it going to build more houses when the cost of building is still going to be the same or more? It's not going to lower the cost of housing. It's not going to get, when a builder goes out to build, if the infrastructure is not there, they're probably going to pass it up unless they can get a grant or something for water or sewer, because that just costs more money if it's not at the property line.
Yeah. Now, Representative Wallen said that she was hoping that no one would actually, go in under this bill's situations, because with 30% of it required to be affordable and maybe, you know, and with deed restrictions for 30 years or something like that, who would be stupid enough? I mean, you're in real estate. Who would be stupid enough to build under these kind of rules?
It is the most ridiculous thing. The reason why affordable housing, for one thing, it costs so much because you're paying prevailing wages, usually. That is the cost of paying, building for affordable, like an apartment complex, is not affordable. No one, builders are going to build what they could make money on. That's what they build. It just like any other business, you do what money to feed your family. If there was a buildable land and it was a cost effective to build, they'd be building it already. But it's not. And
nothing about this bill then addresses the inherent weaknesses of building housing in the state of Oregon under land use laws and everything else, right? All the other regulation.
No, they're going to loosen up a little bit of land use laws, but they're not lowering what the cost of building is. Okay, well, we've got a little bit more land, which is nice, but the cost to build it, the infrastructure to put in the water, the sewer, the electricity, all these things in the ground for the build, those cost a lot of money. All the improvements before you even build a house.
Let me ask you, State Rep. Dwayne Junker, what about... Given that this bill, both of our Republican reps down here in Southern Oregon don't think this is going to work well, is this going to lead to an attitude where it's just going to end up being state-constructed and state-owned housing? In other words, it's going to be about putting in the Oregon equivalent of the projects that you would see back in some of the urban hive minds back east in the day.
And that's where I go back to the Mother Oregon term I'm branding now. Mother Oregon will take care of all your problems. You can live under our umbrella of, you know, HUD housing,
yeah.
And we will take care of all your needs, socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it, and we will take care of you people. Listen to the Mother Oregon for all everything. This is a failure.
Yeah. By the way, is AllCare contributing to your campaigns? Just curious.
I don't think I'm anywhere on AllCare's radar. They probably want to find some of the people who run against me.
Okay, so. I'm just wondering, given what we were talking about here. There's a problem. Dwayne Junker is not a true believer in the current Oregon system
I hate to call it Republicans, but, you know, the long-term gain, we've been dealing with this for 30, 40 years plus in Oregon. How long is the long-term game? That's what I would ask my fellow Republicans. How long do we keep playing the long-term game of a little bit at a time? I guess the little cookie crumbles here and there. People want to see more than just staying the long-term game. We want change, and that's what I'm bringing here is change. I'm exposing the fraud and abuse in Salem.
State Rep. Wayne Junker, appreciate the call. No, you got to get back out there and do your thing. And we will get back together normal time next week as we wrap up after the session signy dies. And it can't signy die soon enough, all right? See you then, Dwayne. Take care.
I think so.
All right. Ay, ay, ay. Certainly a difference of opinion there. But that's okay. I wanted to talk with both, get that difference of opinion. This is the Bill Myers Show.
The McPherson Agency and Farmers Insurance are known for helping with auto and home insurance needs, but we can also help with many business, bonding, and life insurance options. Hi, it's Megan McPherson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. My team and I would love the opportunity to offer a comprehensive review of your current policies. Give our office a call at 541-776-0673 or stop by our office. A straightforward and personalized approach is what you'll get when you choose me, Megan McPherson, as your local Farmers Insurance agent.
What's for dinner? It's a question often pondered. At Freddy's Diner, we have answers.
Okay, oh boy, she's going to be back soon. Let's see. Chicken fried steak, a New York, Carolina chicken, seafood combo, smoked brisket, hand-dipped salmon, fish and chips.
Have you decided?
Winner, winner, four-piece pressure fried chicken dinner.
Excellent choice.
You can't lose at Freddy's Diner. Open every day till 8 p.m. on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
When the wind blows and storms roll through, do you get worried? Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. If you answered yes, you may have a dangerous tree that could come down and cause property damage or worse. Call us and we'll inspect your trees and provide a no-obligation quote. If removal is necessary, we specialize in low impact. At Quality Tree Service, we love trees, but they shouldn't be keeping you up at night. We also offer senior and military discounts. Visit us at QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
Who's leading the run to the White House?
I'm way up on him now in the polls.
Should Biden and Trump debate?
When you have the final Republican, the final Democrat, you have the two people you have to debate.
Who should be Trump's running mate?
The first quality has to be somebody that you think will be a good president. Because if something should happen, you have to have somebody that's going to be a great president.
When you need to know.
My revenge will be success. I become an expert at law.
Hear it first from your home for conservative talk.
This is all election interference.
KMED at 99.3 KCMD.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Now, coming up in about 20 minutes, Diner 62 Real American Quiz in about 20 minutes, okay? So I'll let you know when to call. Scott's in Grants Pass. Scott, you wanted to talk with Dwayne, but I just ran out of time up against the clock. But you wanted to react to a little bit of what you're hearing between housing and the Measure 110 fix? Go ahead.
Well, you know, for the past 5 or 6 years, I've actually tried to find some property to develop. And when you go into the county or the city here, the rules, the ignorance in some of the people, you go in, you spend an hour talking to someone trying to find out we can do a piece of property. And then you come back the next time and you spend 15 minutes with the right person and tells you everything you learned was wrong. And then on top of that, you've got to spend money to find out if you can even do something with it. You've got to pay them a fee, and they're supposed to be working for us that we pay taxes for, but they charge you to do their work. So they get paid, and then they get bonuses on top of it. So anyways, with Dwayne Yonker there, I think he is an exceptional man. I talked to him once before. He's a Christian believer, and he's trying to do a righteousness there in respect to serving his constituents. Well, the government controls everything, and I'd like to quote one thing if I can.
Sure.
Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. And so many people don't understand what's happening in government because it doesn't affect them. They think it doesn't affect them. But when you take away people's rights, it all goes out. You go to buy a house, and you got to pay X number of dollars more than you would have if they weren't stealing the money from people.
And once again, kind of going back to your proverb, the people groan, right? The people are groaning under the burden. Scott, I appreciate the call, and thanks for checking in, okay? It is 8:35. One bit of regulation, though, which came out of the legislature session so far, that I'm kind of semi-okay with, and that is right to repair. We'll talk with some people who know this. And that'll be after news, okay?
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
Saving big, I can dig on just the things I need.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley truckloads of money over the years on things you buy and use often. All Beauty Mark salon certificates are half off. Also, save big on Diner 62, Malello's Coffee, and Freddy's Diner. This and much more available exclusively at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. With Measure 110 reform on the governor's desk, legislators will be looking for any leftover funding in the remaining days of the short legislative session. This year's legislative session ends this coming Sunday. Governor Tina Kotek also officially passed her housing package after passing the Senate last week. Senate bills 1537 and 1530 were passed by the State House of Representatives Monday. The housing package will invest $376 million towards addressing the housing crisis. Medford Representative Kim Wallen appears optimistic about what the package has to offer. She says they may be able to get a bill passed that would put the state on standard time year-round by the end of the session. And with the cold weather sticking around, some weather shelters are open again this week to make sure no one is left out in the cold. Ashland's shelter at 2200 Ashland Street in Ashland will be open again through Thursday. It opens at 5 in the evening until 9 in the following morning, and the doors close at 10 p.m. The Grants Pass Warming Shelter at 1990 Northwest Washington Boulevard is extending their opening through Thursday night. The doors open at 5:30 each evening and close at 9. Wake-up calls at 6 in the morning, and all guests must be off the property by 8 a.m. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Cerna. Have a great day.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Rise and shine with the ultimate breakfast experience from Artisan Bakery Cafe. You'll be wowed once again with this limited-time veggie breakfast bagel sandwich, a fresh-baked toasted bagel layered with cream cheese, egg, cheddar cheese, onions, pepperoncini, and fresh tomato. A breakfast sensation sure to give your day a jump start. Wait, there's more. Bacon breakfast bagel sandwich also available for a limited time. Order online at DoorDash or visit 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer.
Well, you know, it's Orly Stove and Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our
friend. Lamont here from Orly Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orly Stoves and Spas. Orly's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orly's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orly's is Southern Oregon's largest cow spa dealer with both spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orly's Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford. Come see us at the Klamath County Home Show, March 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Welcome back to the Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
Now, over the last hour or so, we were talking about a lot of things going on at the state legislature that I wasn't exactly real happy about. But could there actually be a positive bill being passed out of the Oregon State Legislature? Well, it looks like there could be. especially if you would like to be able to repair your own electronic devices or not always have to send it back to the manufacturer or deal with the manufacturer's reps, etc. And I wanted to talk with Stacy Higginbotham from Consumer Reports. And Stacy, it's a pleasure having you on. Welcome to the show.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
All right. What do you do over at Consumer Reports? Are you a lobbyist? Are you inside there? Do you actually go out there and test things and plug them in and watch them blow up and report? Or what do you do?
So I don't get to blow up anything. It's very disappointing. I am a policy advocate. I work on cybersecurity mostly, Internet of Things, connected devices, and right to repair.
Oh, boy, you got a lot in the cybersecurity world. Now, we are going to have, assuming that Governor Kotek will sign this right to repair bill, and I have no reason to believe that she will not, all right? We're going to be one of four states. How encompassing is this right to repair electronic devices?
So this bill is awesome from a consumer perspective.
Okay.
It is the first in the nation that actually covers an issue called parts pairing, which is kind of the front lines in how manufacturers are kind of trying to control their repair chain and stymie third-party repairs. So this is really, I'm going to say it, it's the best law so far in the nation that goes the furthest to protect consumers.
You mean that Oregon actually did a great law that can protect? Okay, I don't know. I'm going to have to pinch myself, all right?
Yeah. I live in Washington, so I don't have your skepticism.
Okay. Well, I'm a little skepticism. It's easy to be skeptical here in the state of Oregon as a talk show host. But anyway, let me just continue here. You talk about product pairing, and I discussed this a little bit this morning before you came on, and I'm wondering if I'm interpreting this correctly. Next to me, I have a Dell laptop, all right, and I had to replace the battery a number of years ago. And so I tried to buy a non-OEM battery at first, all right? And I put it in, and then the system just essentially spit it out. Nope, this is not a Dell battery. We're not going to let you use it in this laptop. Is this what is meant by the product pairing part of this bill, and it would get rid of that kind of problem?
Yes, sort of.
Sort of.
It is that and more. So,
okay.
Parts pairing is basically using software to identify a component part with a unique identifier to the device itself.
Got it.
So it's not just like your third party, like non-Dell laptop battery in your Dell. It could actually be a Dell laptop battery from another Dell laptop. And if you pop that in, it wouldn't necessarily work.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like, this Dell laptop has got like a unique code, and its batteries and other component parts have the same unique code. And if they don't match up, you might get an error message. It might not work. There's an array of things that could happen.
I would imagine that Apple especially fought back hard against this. Would that be true or a good assessment of it? Because Apple, of all the high-tech manufacturers, has probably been more about, hey, there's one ecosystem and it better have Apple on it and come from us and put in by us or else. Is that true?
That is true. Apple really fought hard against this bill, and they actually supported the bill in California, which didn't include parts pairing. So the parts pairing is what really drove Apple drove Apple to fight this bill.
Hmm. Does this mean, you know, the bill that was passed, this right to repair, it is saying that it has to be available and reasonable? Who defines that, though? What is fair and reasonable when it comes to cost to repair your electronic devices, whether it's your iPhone, your Android phone, computer, whatever?
Well, so it gives third-party repair shops and consumers fair and reasonable access to the parts that are also provided to, like, Apple's Genius Bar or authorized repair centers.
Oh, so,
yes.
Oh,
so basically.
Okay, that's okay.
There
that,
you go.
Okay, I'm sorry. The light went off over my thick head. Okay, so it's not just about me being able to go online and buy a part to my Apple. It's that I can get a genuine Apple part, but I don't have to be an Apple repair center to get it. That's what you're telling me, right?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. And okay. If they make that part available to their authorized repair dealers, they have to make it available to you.
Hmm. It reminds me of the challenges that you had back in the day when I have old school iPods that I have for fun. I like those. I still like to keep them on old classic iPods and such. And that connector, that big Apple connector, was so proprietary, and it was very expensive for the longest time, wasn't it, for that reason? That kind of control that Apple kept on it. Wow.
Remember back in the day, this is going to take us back, but Apple used to be able to repair your screen on your old iPhones, right? You would, if you broke it, you dropped it, you could go into Apple, but you could also go into, whatever your local repair shop is and get it fixed.
Yeah, you go to Batteries Plus or someplace like that that would fix screens. Okay, sure.
And it was historically cheaper than going to Apple. And what's happened is Apple's kind of gradually eroded that process, either through, they used to do it through physical means, like gluing the parts down or making the connectors really easy to like fall apart when you tried to rip that screen off. And then now they've moved to software. And so what we're seeing here, hopefully, is a chance to go back to being able to easily repair your screen or other product in your life that has these issues.
And this means we can probably have a longer life cycle with a lot of our electronic devices. It doesn't always have to become landfill fodder, right? Or e-psych or e-waste, right?
That is the hope.
All right. Now, I'm liking this, so what I'm hearing so far. I guess we'll see how it gets implemented and what rules are written to implement it here, Stacey, but before we do and draw a final conclusion on it.
Yes. So this actually won't start in effect for your phones until 2025, just so you know. However, all the other stuff you can repair, it's retroactive back to 2015 for everything except smartphones, and then retroactive back to 2021 for all physical parts of smartphones. And it's the software pairing that happens in 2025.
All right. Now, one of the challenges of getting rid of the software pairing, I'm sure the high-tech people probably claim that there's a security problem with that. Was that one of the reasons why they were angry about this?
There's always, you can always shout security because, it's scary. But there hasn't been a documented case of these sort of biometric intrusions, which is what Apple is worried about. Apple claims that, if you can repair your screen where the fingerprint sensor is, then that could put consumer data at risk. But Google, which also is in support of this bill, they've actually managed to create something called repair mode on their phones, which if you put that in, it siphons or secrets your data away so repair people can't get access to it.
Oh.
And then, there's technological solutions to all of these worries.
All the problems, right? So anything that can be done to open up the ecosystem and actually give us use and the right to repair our what is supposedly our property, I think is a good thing. Stacey, before we take off, what is next? Because one concern that I've had, I speak with an automotive journalist every week, and something that he has been bringing to my attention is how difficult it has been as cars become more just computers with batteries and electric motors attached to them, that sort of thing. And your car ends up being so computerized and everything is hidden behind its proprietary software. You can't be qualified. You don't have the license to do this, et cetera. You have bought a software license instead of buying a car or a $500,000, John Deere tractor, those kind of things. Is Consumers Reports going to go against that next or go after that problem next? Just curious.
So we do support right to repair for agricultural equipment, mm-hmm. like John Deere tractors. We support it for cars. The challenge there is, and we support it for medical devices, which is often another product category that's exempted from these bills. There's a much larger lobbying effort against these things. Or against right to repair. So it's really a challenge. But we do support it. And when it comes to these sorts of.
Okay, I can hear you being very careful about how you want to be.
No, I'm just like, It's such a hard fight, but we are in it.
All right. Well, I think this is going to be pretty good. Pretty good. We'll see how this plays out. I don't want to count my chickens, my high-tech chickens, before they're hatched, but I'll probably have to have you come back on as this bill gets implemented. And so 2025 for the new, so it's probably going to be your next cell phone that's really going to be fully under this kind of bill, right?
Where the parts pairing will not be an issue. Yes.
Okay. All right. Will this cause us any problems? I'm asking you to go against your book here, but will this cause problems with perhaps some high-tech industries not selling into Oregon because of this law?
Right to repair is such a strong movement. The EU is involved. France has a repairability index score. Mm-hmm. And right now, phone manufacturers, device manufacturers, and appliance manufacturers are all well aware of what they need to be designing for.
Okay.
And so I don't think it will cause a big problem. No.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Stacey, I really appreciate you coming on and digging into the high-tech world and sharing the good news about this one. Stacey Higginbotham from Consumer Reports, consumer.org. And we'll have you back, definitely, okay? You're good to know. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 8:51 at KMED and KCMD, so there we go. We'll be optimistic about this, and hopefully it works out pretty well and keeps our devices working. Anything that we can get rid of some of the landfill economy, I think, is a good thing. All right, Diner 62 Real American Quiz. We're going to do that next. 770-563-3770-KMED. Good luck. $20 gift certificate. And we got a great question. Fire away. Coming up.
An intelligent solution is shared with others. This is Randall at Advanced Air. Are you looking for a heating contractor to service your furnace or heat pump? Most of Advanced Air's work comes from clients referring us to their friends and family after a repair. Advanced Air strives to provide excellent service and maintain our 5-star rating on Google, Facebook, and BBB. As a Bryant Factory dealer, Advanced Air is grateful for loyal customers. Your referral is the greatest compliment on a job well done. Advanced Air and Bryant do whatever it takes to deliver best-in-class home comfort.
Make the intelligent choice. Visit myadvancedair.com.
Hi, it's John at Welburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Welburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Welburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your Linex bedliner source. Linex is the number one rated spray-on bedliner in the world, backed with a nationwide lifetime warranty. Don't just protect it. Linex it. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom, and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
Diner 62 Real American Quiz, and boy, do they have a smoking hot special there right now. It's 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special right now with hash browns and toast. Delicious. And that crispy chicken sandwich, money. Not a lot of money, just a lot of taste, okay? All right? I think you'll really enjoy that. Diner 62, your lunch destination just south of White City on Highway 62. All right, it is... I just have Jim Morrison on my mind this morning, and so we're going to pick up Jerry here in Rogue River. How you doing this morning, Jerry? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, Sunday, Actually, this is today. No, it is today in history. March 5th, 1969, Jim Morrison charged with lewd behavior at a Miami concert. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that or not, Jerry. But
I was born in that year.
Born that year. Okay, so you heard about it in history class. But the Dade County Sheriff's Office issued an arrest warrant for Doors lead singer Jim Morrison, charged with three misdemeanors and one felony for his stage antics and lewd and lascivious behavior, indecent exposure, profanity, and public drunkenness, which, you know, could get you elected to Congress these days, but back then it was a problem, all right? He soon learned that Miami authorities were entirely serious. In fact, they later added an additional charge, simulated oral sex on guitarist Robbie Krieger during concert. Wow! Now, Jim Morrison turned down a plea bargain arrangement where the band would play a free concert in Miami. How much jail time was Jim Morrison sentenced to? Was it A, zero, he was not found guilty? Was it B, 1 day? C, 1 week? D, 30 days? Or was it E, 6 months? It's one of those five. What do you think? How long was Jim sentenced?
I'm going to go with B, 1 day.
One?
I do not remember that at all.
Was it 1 day? I'm sorry, Jerry, but great call. Great call. Let me go to Mike in Weimar. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. So, Jim Morrison, was he not found guilty? So, zero, 1 week in jail, 30 days in jail, or 6 months in jail? What do you think?
Zero.
Zero. Nope. He was sentenced to more than zero and more than one, too. So, let me go to Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't know if you were at that concert where Jim exposed himself or not. But no,
that was not my deal.
Not your deal. So. Okay. So was it 1 week in jail, 30 days, or 6 months in jail? What was he sentenced to?
I'm going because I think it's a horrible situation. I'm going for 6 months.
You're going for 6 months. Yeah.
You're a winner!
Indeed. The trial did not start until September 1970 when the prosecution rolled out the witnesses who claimed to be shocked at the scene that they had witnessed at the Doors concert. However, virtually every witness was somehow connected to the cops or the DA's office. All right. And some questioned as to whether Jim had ever actually exposed himself on stage, but there was little doubt that he was drunk and disorderly, that he was just mumbling during the show. So this was a fine rock and roll moment here, Lauren.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But turning down the plea bargain turned out to be a mistake, though. He was convicted and sentenced to 6 months in prison and a $500 fine. However, Morrison died in Paris before he could serve up the sentence, all right? And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. 20 years later, Dade County, Florida, once again placed itself in the middle of a rock concert controversy when they prosecuted Two Live Crew, also for alleged obscenity. And back in, this is interesting, though. In December of 2010, Jim Morrison got a posthumous pardon by the state of Florida, thanks in part to the efforts of outgoing Governor Charlie Crist, who cited lingering doubts about the singer's actions. So there you go. Now, you being a man of the cloth, you probably would have been out there saying, I am shocked, wouldn't you? Admit it.
I don't know what I would have said, but I would not have wanted to watch it.
You got a deal. Hang on, Lauren. We're going to send you to Diner 62. Finally, he is no longer hungry, all right? 8:58 and change. Wheels Up Wednesday will be tomorrow. The email, Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins coming up.
When you hire a contractor, the